Vayter in Shas Pirabov Metzia Daf Tzadi Hey, pick it up on Tzadi Hey, four lines down. Vayter Geneva Aveda B'Shol Minolan. Where do we know that a Geneva Aveda, the Shoel, the one who borrows, is going to be Chayev? How do we know that? Says the Gemara V'Chitam and Elif Mishvor Mesa. If you want to say that we're going to learn it out from the broken or the broken leg or the animal goes and dies, that we know is Shoel is going to be chayiv in such a thing, so maybe also Geneva Aveda as well. Mala Shvur Mesam, no, we say make the distinction between them, because Shvur and Aveda, the lo efshel lemitchach vasuye, it's impossible for someone to go and then bring it back after it gets Shvura, in the case where it breaks its leg or it dies. Talmud be Geneva Aveda, you're going to say, you can compare it to Geneva Aveda, which the efshel lemitchach vasuye, you can work hard and get a private investigator and work it out. Rest is v'ikal lemeimar. You know, go after him, maybe you go and you'll find this. You can't compare it. Alawaita, we learned from Aliki Hadetanya. We learned in a braisa, Vinishbar. Oh, mace. It says, and it breaks its leg or some other part of its body. I'm just using leg as an example because legs and hands, whatever. Vinishbar, mace. Then what happened? Ainli, Ela Shavur, mace. Ginev Vidiminayan, Amrit Kalvachomer. Someone gets paid is potter in the case of if it breaks its leg or if it dies. Then shol shechayev b'shvur meisa. It's chayev if it goes and breaks its leg or it dies. And din shechayev b'gneiv avida. V'zehu kal v'chomer shein lo tshuva. And that's a kal v'chomer that you ain't got none to do. Rashi tshuva means a pircha. That's rock solid. Says the Gemara. Frek the Gemara. My ain't lo tshuva. What do you mean? It says it doesn't have any way of rebuttaling it, is knocking it out. Rashi says my yeshlo. What was it that we could have answered in theory that he's saying, by the way, you got nothing to say. If you want to say, maybe you can go knock off the Kal V'chomer by saying, you can't say this because of Shomer Sachar. We know that what happens with the Shomer Sachar, the guy you're paying to go ahead and to watch over your thing, that he has to pay Kefel if he's towing a Tainus Listem Mizuyan. He goes and he claims that it was armed robbers that came along and took it from him. He has to pay kefel. And really, the whole thing was a lie when he swore. He has to pay kefel. You want to say the same chumra by a shoel who only pays the keren when he says that it was taken by these robbers? Afil achi karen shoel adifa. Yeah, but nonetheless, that's not a knockoff of the kal v'chomer because the borrower's chiyuv to pay the keren is more chamor than the Shomer Sachar is having to pay kefel, which is only after he took the shvua and it got knocked out. As opposed to the other one, it's like right away. Well, another thing that we would have said to knock it off is to say that listem zuyin, if you have these armed robbers, is considered like a gazlin. It's not considered like a ganav. Says Rashi, Gazlan, who vafilu nishba shomer sachar kach, even if the shomer sachar were to swear in this, leshekar, and he lied, v'nim shoshoya etzlo, it's near him, lo mechayv kefo, shein kefo begonevo bepoter atzmo, betainas ganav, shomer nigdava, mimeni, v'nishba, ubo edem v'ein zos, ela, v'shomer chinam, shepater, begonevo. Says Gemara Ashkenachiyav. So we found that we can learn out this law of Geneva Aveda by a Shoel from that of a Shomer Sachar by a Kal V'chomer in order to be Mechayev. Rashi says Geneva Aveda by Shoel Lechayev B'shein Bal V'mo when the owners are not with him. Liftor Minolin. Where do we learn out that the Geneva Aveda of a Shoel that is going to be Potter to Chay Rashi says Bal of Imo Potter. The owners are with him and he's Potter. V'chitim and of Mishvur Mesa. Want to learn it from Shvur Mesa? That was saying, "Malah Shvur Mesa." You can't because Shvur Mesa she can't ones. When those cases are an ones, but you can't say by Geneva Aveda, which is not considered an ones. Ella Gamma Mishum Sachar. Learn out the fact that the Shoel is going to be potter in that matziv from the case of a Shomer Sachar. Rashi says, "Mashal Masachar, but Ba'ilim Potter. The Ba'ilim is going to be potter of Geneva Aveda. I've Shoel Ba'ilim Potter to the Shoel as well. In fact, more of a Shomer Sachar Guviminal. Where do we know that from? A Shomer Sachar himself is going to be potter from paying for Geneva Aveda when the owner was employed at the time of this loan. Got me Chiyuva and the Shomer Sachar Mechiyuva the Shoel. Learn out." Just like over there by the broken limb, the broken leg or the death, our Mesa, our Shoel is going to be potter from paying if the borrowing happened with the owner, af kam v'ilam pater, so to hear with the v'ilam also, they're going to be pater. B'may gamar, now how do they go ahead and learn out this idea? So shomer sachar, iba me matzino, if you want to say they're using the principle of a me matzino. Like, what do we find? Me matzino is if the Torah teaches a principle, an idea, in one pasuk, you could use it to all the things that seem to be connected to that or similar to that idea. So, if you want to learn from Mamatzinu, you could ask your kasha like we asked before, Shekein Ones, right? And that is that we wanted to say that a shoal is going to be pater from a chiyav for Gnev and Aveda. Let's learn it out. Learn it from the Oraisa idea of Ptor, of the Mesa, if it breaks its leg or it dies. And we said that it makes sense that maybe you can have a kula only in the case of the broken leg and by the Misa, because each one is out of your control. Nothing you can do about it. But when it comes to Ganeva and Veda, that's not the case. So we could say also that Shomer Sachar, his Ptor from Chiyav, from this being stolen from, or Ganeva Veda, is not able to be learned out from a Shol Midoraisa, from the fact that it was stolen Midoraisa Ptor by the broken leg or a dying, because the Torah says such a kula only because these are things that nothing you could have done about it. El Amar Kura, whoa, we learn from the Pasuk, V'chi Yishal, and if a man goes and he borrows from his friend, Vav Mosef al Inyan Rishon, the Vav is a Vav Achibor. It's adding on to the previous thing in the Pasuk, that's right before, it's segment of Shomer Sachar, which comes right before it. V'yilmat Elyon Metachton, we learn out the Elyon, the top one, from the bottom one. Yeah. That is just like a shoel is going to be putter from a chiev for something which is an onus when the Baal was there working with him at the time. So too, a shomer sachar is going to be putter from Geneva Aveda under the same situation. Vakati shoel mi shomer sachar lo gamar. You can't learn that a shoel, a borrower, from a Shomer Sachar. You can't learn that a bar is going to be putter from Geneva and Aveda when the owner of the animal is working there from that of a Shomer Sachar. It's going to be putter from that. Why? Because the Mikvah, he has a kasha, the distinction between the two is Mal Shomer Sachar. Well, how can you go and learn from a Shomer Sachar who's putter from a Chiev even for Geneva and Aveda when the owner's animal was, I'm sorry, when the animal, the owner of the animal was with him, Shekein Pater B'Shuah Mesa, because he's going to be Pater in the situation of when it's Shvuah Mesa. What Tom B'Shol, you're going to say the same thing by Shol, Shechai B'Shuah Mesa? Was Chai in such a thing when he wasn't with him? So you can't learn it out. Ella, Geneva Aveda B'Shol, Chivu Minon, the way to be learned out, that Geneva Aveda, if it's something is stolen or if it's lost by the Shol, it's going to be chayiv. Where do we learn from? The government of Shomer Sachar, we learn from Shomer Sachar, is kava chomer. Dayo levo min adin lios kinidon. And therefore it comes out that it's enough for this din that's learned out from the kava chomer to be treated the same of the thing itself, but it can't go beyond that. That's aka dayo. Ma geneva aveda Shomer Sachar, b'balam pater, just like geneva aveda by Shomer Sachar, the owners. Bebailam Pater gonna be putter if it's with the owner. Avgeneva, if he's working with it as well, Avgeneva Veda the show, now Bebailam Pater, so too here as well. They're gonna be putter also. Fact the Gemara Hanich Lamanda Islay Dayo. That works nicely according to the one who holds of this principle of Dayo. Right? This is a machloikis, Zamba Vakama. Lamanda Leslu Dayo, Leslie Dayo, the one who doesn't know Dayo. Mala, come here, what are you gonna say right now? Oh, right? Because now we can say that the shoal is going to be chayav for Geneva Aveda, even though there was with him. Says the Gemara, Ella Amar Kra. Let's look at the pasuk. The pasuk going to talk about a shoel, v'chi yishal, vav mosef al yom rishon, is adding to it, v'yomad el yom metachton. We're learning the top one from the bottom one, metachton me elyon, and we're the bottom one from the top. So we go up and down, down and up, learn from one to the other. Therefore, we can learn out a principle. Says the Gemara, yitmar. Pshita bebailim pligi b'ravach v'ravina. It's pashut. And there's a machlokes nirvach and ravina in reference to pshia. Oh, pshita. Let's start over. Pshia bebailim pligi b'ravach itmar. Pshia bebailim pligi b'ravach v'ravina. There's a machlokes between ravach and ravina when it comes to pshia, negligence. When the shomer is negligent, when he took responsibility with the actual owner. Chadam mechayev, chadam apater. One says you're going to be chayev, one says you're pater. Mandam mechayev kasav, one says you're going to chayev holes. Mikra nidrash lefanav. The pasuk is taught right before it, right before the Shomer Sachar. Right, the pasuk says, like, if the owner is with him, he's not going to pay. We break that down. We darshan that the teachers that about the pasuk that comes right before it, and that's talking about the Shomer Sachar. V'lo lefnei fana, but not to go one pasuk before that, and that's talking about Isha Mechinam. Helkach imba olavimo, and it says a pasuk. This p'tor of imba olavimo, Isha Mechinam loksiv, it doesn't have to do with Isha Mechinam. U'pshia nami b'Shomer Sachar b'shol loksiv. And the chiyav of pshia is not written by a Shomer Sachar, or by a shol, hilchach b'shomer sacha b'shol. In the case of those situations, the chiyav atzi b'kavachom mishomer chinam, the chiyav, the obligation to responsibility of pshia is on b'kavachomer from a shomer chinam. Av b'baylem liftor, but it's coming to pater when it's with the owner. Af shomer sacha b'shol lo. Even in the case of, let's say, a shomer sachu gets paid and a shol, a borrower, can't be. My time of why? Kik siv imba olav imo lo yishalim, ha-shol va-shomer sachar. When does it say that the owner's with him, it's going to be off the hook to paying? That's only by a shol and by a shomer sachar. Ha-hanach yuvi d'chsiv b'hu behed yehud mechtav. It's written particularly only these chiyuvim that are straight up in these psukim over here. Okay, so mind the armor potter, the one that says you're going to be potter from having to pay over here, would withhold mind the armor kasaver mikra nidrash lefanav v'lefnei fanav. You can go one pasuk early and the pasuk before that as well to go to shomer chinam. V'yeh u'mechik siv im ba'alavim. When it says that shomer chinam namik siv, it's also going on a shomer chinam. Says the Gemara, we got a machir and a makel over here. Says the Gemara, we learned in a mirishna hashol a para vishal be'aleh ima. Somebody goes and he borrows a cow and the owner that comes with it. Hashol a para v'sachar be'aleh ima, or if he borrowed the cow and hired it along with him. Shol, it's like our mishnah, this our mishnah. Shol be'aleh Oscharin, or let's say he borrowed the owner, or hired the owner of Achach Shalapara, Umeis, and then he died, Pater, prison going to be Pater. Really, Shamachinim, look at that, didn't say anything about a Shamachinim over here. Oh, so Shamachinim, we know, is only Chayav for Pshia. Then the Mishnah is saying that no Shomer is Pater from the Schiav of Pshia if the owner was with him. So the Mishnah kind of knocks out this Kula over here that says that it's going to apply also in the case of Pshia. Says Gemara, "Hold on a second. According to you, that the only shomer that has this p'tor of its owner is with him is the one that's in the Mishnah. Shomer Sachar Mikutani. Is the same thing about the Shomer Sachar? Does it say that? Right? It's not said, but you agree through the Hekesh that it has this kula that applies to a shoel, right? That is earlier about in the Mishnah. Elatana." Tana Milsa beep turn the page. Tani on the base. Tachsiva behedja katani. The Tana, you have to say that the Tana was teaching, or taught the matzav of a borrower whose p'tor is written straight up in the Torah itself, the Asim Midrasha, lo katani. But the p'tor that come from drashas, he didn't mention over here. So that this is a question of what they're focusing on. So the fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention the Shomer Chinam is not a raya that the fact that it doesn't mention it isn't saying that another Shomer is going to be chayiv even if the owner was with him. Toshima wa 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 Toshima. So let's try to knock out this Makel opinion from the following. Shala v'shal ba'ala ima. If someone borrowed the cow and borrowed the owner with it, or schar v'sachar ba'ala ima, or you rented the cow and hired the owner with it, shala v'sachar ba'ala ima, or you borrowed a cow and hired the owner with it, schar v'shal ba'ala ima, or you rented the and borrowed the owner with it, afal pisha ba'ala mosa malach of makom acher, even though the owner does work for the borrower or the renter in a different place than where the cow is, umesa, then it dies, still potter. Savrua, they thought that Hamani, who is this? Rabbi Yehuda says, socher kishomer socher dami. He said that a renter, right? We saw this the other day. A renter is like a shomer socher. V'ha hai tana katani milsadasi midrasha v'ilu shomer chinam lo katani. And this Tana is teaching a case whose Torah is learned through a drasha, and he didn't teach this case of a Shomer Chinam. So the fact that he didn't go and bring it in, that's pretty important over there. It's showing that the Shomer Chinam is going to be chayiv for Pshia, even if the owner was with him. Oh, and for everyone else also. So it's about Hamani. Who is this? Whose opinion is that? Mary Hidamer. Socha k'Shomer Chinam dami. He says the Socha is like a Shomer Chinam. V'tana Shomer Chinam. And the fact that when you say that a socher, when he rents, is off the hook, no chiyuv, when the owner is with him, it's what's the mashmos of that? That the same is also for a shomer chinam, even though he can be chayav only for pshia. V'hu adin l'shomer sachar, and that's also the din of a shomer sachar. So just the opposite. The Bryce is telling us that every type of shomer is going to be putter from a chiyuv over here for pshia if the owner was working for him when he took responsibility for the animal. Or we could set up and say that really, we could say that it's going within the world of Rabbi Yehuda and still teach us that about the Shomer Chinam, kidamachlif Rabbi Bar Avuah v'tani, and that which Rabbi Bar Avuah, he did a flipperoo and he switched that of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda and said a different version, socher kitzah mashalik, how does a renter pay? In other words, what's the schia for Meir Omer kishomer sachar? It's like shomer sachar. Behuda Omer kishomer chinam. This is a switcheroo. So our Baisa can also go according to Behuda and still teach that the Torah of him being with him is going to be in a situation of a shomer chinam also, which we learn out that the Ptor is going to be all situations when there's pshia, when they're negligent. Negligent. Now, says the Gemara, Amar Avamnun, Ali Olam Hu Chayav, really in all the situation, his shul is going to be chayav, even if the owner is with him at the time of the loan, Achete Par of a Chorishba, unless the borrowed cow is being used for plowing and the owner is plowing with it, and the borrower is in my field for me. Chamor Umichamer Chare, or the donkey is has the stuff that I borrowed, my stuff, I borrowed it. And the owner is driving it and walking along with it. And it has to be the owner is from the time of the borrowing until the time that it breaks a leg or it dies. Rashi is going in parahi. Like we just said. Alma kasav what you see holds the ba'alav ima akula milsam. It's going on the whole thing. Masif, Rava goes to cash on this because what we say in the Braisa earlier, shal of a shal ba'alav meh, we borrow and borrow the owner with him. Schar of a sachar ba'alav, or ima, or let's say you rent the owner with it. Schar of a shal ba'alav meh, or let's say you rent the cow and you borrow the owner with it. Shal of a sachar ba'alav meh, you borrow the cow and you rent the owner with it. Alpha bisha ba'alav meh, some lacha mar kamach, if he's doing another place, omeso ben bidai's potter. My lav, malacha chay. Are we talking about doing another malacha than when the animal is doing over here, and therefore it goes against what we just said? So Gemara lo both some malacha. What it means is the owner and the animal are doing the same malacha. The kamarapi va'alz the kama. It means that it's loosening and softening up the soil in front of it as it goes. Rashi says chofer v'holich b'karka lefaneah, but mara tamin l'refua l'raposa she kashes a hard lands, therefore it's softening it up. V'ha midaseifa al gabah have reisha b'melacha acheres. Hold on a second, but from the fact that the seifa of the brisa says that the owner was working with the animal, that means the reisha is doing with another work. The ketani seifa, because the seifa says she'olav achkach shal ba'ala ba'ala. If you borrow the cow and afterwards borrow the owner, schar v'achkach schar ba'ala ima. Let's say you rented the cow and afterwards hired the owner with it. Afa b'shabayan chorshin al gabah, even though the owner is plowing with the animal, makes it dies, chayev, still you're going to be chayev, because in the second situation, the owner is working with the animal, doing the same thing. We come that the first section, which says that the owner works in a different situation, means he's doing a different type of malacha. So the first part of the Baisa does, it knocks out of Hamuna, There's Gemara, Ami Reish of a Sefer Bosa Malacha. Now, both the Reish and the Sefer are talking about the same thing of plowing, like the calf. Reish of Rusa Kamashalon. The Reish is just a Chiddush. The Sefer is a Kamashalon. The Sefer is a Chiddush. He's just coming to teach you something. Reish of Rusa Kamashalon is coming to tell you, the Avagav, the Lavagabah, that even though the owner was not working exactly with the animal, El Bosa Malacha was doing with the same work, given to have a Bailum Shayla, since the owner was in my position as the borrower at the time of the borrowing, part of the farm is no chiyuv. I'm not chayuv. The sefer Abusa Kamashal is coming to teach you. The alfagav, the al gabah, even though the owner was working with it, given the law, you buy the shayla wasn't the same as the shayla. The time is chayuv, you're going to be chayuv. Says Gemara, hi, my, what is it that the Bryce is telling you? Two separate things. Yemar Bishlam Arisha, Abimelech Acheres. Okay, if you want to say that the first part, the owner was doing a different type of work than the cow, a seifa bosa malacha, and the seifa is the same work, kind of rabusa. Okay, that's a rabusa. Okay, there's a chiddush now. El iyam might reach of a seifa bosa malacha. If you want to say they're doing the same malacha, my rabusa. Then what the chiddush is coming to teach? Idvi bosa malacha avi. Both of them, the owner is doing the same work as the animals. Therefore, it makes more sense to say that the first part is talking about where the owner and the cow did different work, and still you're going to be potter. Me is a bar when you put there from a chiyuv, and the first part of Rav Hamnuna that the owner has to be doing the same, working for the bar with the very animal, with the actual animal himself. We now just knock that out. That's gone. Rash says mamish. There's a milos mamish who mali merape kamo mali me manhige. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. It's knocked out. Okay. Tanya. And also, we looked at a brisa against Rav Hamnuna that mimash mishenemri and balav imo lo yishalim, for the fact that it says with the mashmos of, and if its owner is with him, he doesn't have to pay. In yodesh she'im ba'ilav ein imo shalim yishalim. Throwing another, if the animal's owner is with the shoel, the borrower, that the borrower has to pay. What does it mean when it says the ba'al of enimo? Let's take it one step back. Mashi number in ba'al of imo lo yishalim. In addition, ba'al of enimo shalim yishalim. Alamat tamad lomer ba'al of enimo. Why does it say the party is not with you? Lomer tati. Lomer lecha tell you. Hay imo b'shas she'ela. If the owner is with the borrower, he's working for him at the time of the borrowing. Ain sarach lios imo b'shas shvura mesa. He doesn't have to be with him during the time that's shvura mesa for the to be potter. It's even if they were together at the time of the lending. Hayim b'shas shvura mesa, but if the owner was with them at the time, the shvura mesa tzarich lios imo b'shas she'ela, he must clearly have to be at the time of the barring for it to work. As the Bryce is telling that, as long as the owner was working for the borrower at the time of the borrowing, then the p'tor happens. He doesn't have to stay there until the thing actually occurs. Therefore, the Bryce definitely knocks off Rav Hamnuna. V'tani yidach. If another person also knocks off the second part of Rav Hamnuna's din over here, imashmash shenemer balav ein imo shalom yishalom. The fact that it says the owners are not with me, I have to go and pay. In yodesh and balav imo lo yishalom. What? I don't know that if he's not with him, he's not going to have to. If he's with him, he's not going to have to pay. I'm not talking about imo lo more. I have to double up on that. Lomach chatam teach you. Kevin shiyosam is just imash. Once the animal leaves the control of the lender and goes into the borrower, Shah achas b'baylim, the owner working for me, even for a moment, who makes it and dies, potter, then I'm going to be off the hook. And this is also telling you that the owner doesn't have to be in, you know, under my jurisprudence, besides at the time the actual barring goes on. Therefore, against Rav Hamnuna as well, tiyufta to Rav Hamnuna, tiyufta, that kind of knocks at Rav Hamnuna hardcore. It doesn't have to be done. The same work at the same time. It is out.
Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and continue with this Bezer Hashem next time on Shas. Until then, I wish you all a great, great day.